Welcome back to another special episode of 2HGM. I'm Dane, the Game Master Head.
I'm Cosmo, the two completed, properly fixed character sheets head this time.
And I'm Brian, the Samanthony Head. I'm shipping them again, you guys.
Hell yeah. Brother and sister, ship them.
Let's go.
That's some fantasy stuff right there.
We are still playing the Fae Sisters of Fates. This is the I lost count of the number of episodes this is in this module. On the last episode, there was some navigating through the forest. They came upon the frog folk camp. Burned a sleeping ogre runt alive, and climbed the dam and fought the frog folk on the dam and killed most of them, and unfortunately the human captives took a tumble off the dam, and that ogre that they burned survived, though it was hurt pretty bad. It did not like the fire. So that's where we're going to pick up, is at the end of the dam encounter. And I believe, if I don't miss my guess, it was Samantha's turn.
Yeah. So
it was actually Colin's
turn. You idiot.
Well, sorry, guys.
Colin's the idiot because he didn't finish his character sheet.
Yes, Colin.
That's why. He does actually have the extra spell per turn perk, so he is going to cast. he is going to lend his magic aid to Samantha trying to bring down the dam. So here we go. First one, natural 20.
Let's go. That's how we want to start.
That equals two successes.
Woo!
So the dam rumbles. It shudders. It crumbles. And it's word that rhymes with crumbles. Bumbles? Rumbles? Cumbles?
Cumbles!
It comes all over the riverbed.
Yeah!
It cumbles.
So, Samantha at the top of the dam. The mud spackled logs and rocks shift beneath your feet, twisting, turning, and you're kind of like surfing the dam as it releases the river. The unfortunate tangle of Burr Hollow watchmen, watch people. There's some women in there too.
All right. It's progressive.
Unfortunate because most of them are dead, but the one that is alive is smashed, battered, and drowned.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
But hopefully the ogre also is that?
The ogre is washed away downstream.
Good. Oh, that's good.
And like I had set up before, it's not a 10,000 tons of water come crushing through.
Sure.
So the ogre's going to take some damage and get washed downriver.
Okay. That's all I ask.
Grunkle does not like. Better than being on fire, though.
Sure.
It's got to be.
However,
this is not at work, you know?
Not necessarily, however. Malenia, who had untied herself to the string of dead humans, who was searching around the mud flat looking for a good rock to use as a weapon in a probably fruitless attempt at fighting the ogre by herself, is also washed away. However,
whoops.
She's got grit. You know, she's
sure.
Got
panache.
And is able to climb out of the rush of stones, tree trunks, logs, and mud on the east side of the river.
Okay.
Now, Samantha, roll me a quick... Well, one, What is your plan?
Now that it's broken?
Yes. You are being pushed away, and like, you know, the ground that you are standing on, not mm-hmm. necessarily ground, but, you know, the surface that you were standing on is no longer stable.
I'm gonna magic a few of them to be stable long enough for me to get to the other side of the dam.
The east side?
The east side.
So you're gonna, you know, pop up, you know, correct me if I'm wrong.
I will. You know, but, I will.
So, like, you zap a couple, you know, bits of the dam with yep. your magic, and yep. it's like, you know, hold in place, and, like, you know, stepping stones, like, bam, 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 bam.
Yep. Right in front of me.
All right. Roll me a magic.
Oh, I will. That's a 13 plus 3.
Let's go.
You fucking cuck. I don't know.
You make it. Woo! In style.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Yeah!
You are on the side of the river that Melinia is on. Your companions are on the west side. Now, I believe, if I don't miss my guess, Colin has... It's still Colin's turn. Has a movement or an extra spell. Or, I mean, a movement and an extra spell if he so wishes.
Yeah.
There is still a frog warrior... with a shield, but a stab wound in the armpit of his non-shield arm.
Still bothering chasing, Anthony.
Chasing Anthony around, trying to get close enough for a shield bash or a bite.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to go after them a little bit and throw a hex at that frog.
Hold on.
Oh.
Your bodyguard, Honk, has fallen off the dam.
Yeah.
That is now just recently broken and is in quite a bad way.
Yeah. He needs Samantha.
I'll get there when I can. Busy breaking a fucking dam, dude.
I know. Alright, yeah. Colin's gonna go after Anthony and the frog and try and hex that frog again. Kill him this time.
Okay.
Two.
That hex does not work.
Well, now I don't know if I can.
I did my good magic on the dam.
Actually, R lets you revise that action if you so wish. That frog is still hexed because it has not taken an action.
It has just chased
because Anthony is faster than it, so it uses both its actions just to keep up.
That's good DMing right there.
That is good.
This is a learning podcast.
So but what else Colin got?
I don't have anything to help. That's kind of all he's got right now, anyway. I'm going to let it stand.
Rousing speech!
I'm gonna let that stand. That's okay. What he tried to do.
All right. I know we did some Samantha magic.
We sure did.
It is technically her turn.
Technically. And how far am I from Honk?
Across the river?
Longest distance, 70 yards.
So, like, too
meters.
Far away to heal, right?
You have line of sight. There's no range on the healing spells.
No.
There's no range on anything, really.
But, like, realistically, could I do it?
Yes.
Okay, great. Then I do. And he's healed?
Especially because you set this up as your healing is a magic wind.
It's two wins.
So.
Okay. God fucking...
Samantha.
Samantha!
That's a natural one. It's the naturalist of one.
Fuck.
All right.
I feel like a natural one.
You have a movement or an extra spell action.
Oh, that's right, with no proficiency. Because I have that ability. So I kind of like, you know, recompose myself. That was...
I mean, you just magic walk off a dam.
That was a lot.
You don't do that every day.
Not every day. I rolled another one!
Unconscionable.
I rolled another one, dude!
That's...
Inconceivable.
That's not possible.
No.
I got a different die.
Probable.
I got a different die to do that.
Yeah, but you did both of those on the same dice.
I know, but I'm saying, like, that other one was rolling all those ones. Look, it still has one. This one's also going
Sam,
in timeout.
Sam.
R.I.P., dude.
Oh, beans.
Melania looks at Sam and was like, oh, wind, right? And then does, like, a hooah, hooah, and gets her second.
Oh.
In your face.
Oh. And Sam kind of fans herself.
Oh, wait, no. It's
That's
just
very
one,
impressive.
It's just 1d10. That's actually not a lot of healing. It was a 2.
That's not bad,
but
though.
But it was some.
That's more than what I did.
I don't know why I missed the whole thing. All right. Okay. Samantha's done her turn. Honk.
Well, he's not feeling great, but he picks himself up. How far away has Anthony ran? I can't catch you.
14 or 21, right?
Well, Anthony hasn't just gone in a straight line.
No.
Unless you want to.
No.
He's, like, running around the camp. In between the tents.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You're just trying to kite this guy behind you.
He's totally kiting this frog who's, like, got a flappy arm and a shield. And he's like, come here, you little elf.
All right.
You're fucking pointy. I'm going to get you.
Honk is...
That frog's problematic, dude.
Honk is going to run... Honk's going to kind of run after them. But not, he's not going to just fall in behind them.
Sure.
Because
he's got to go to where they are going to be.
That's what he's going to try and do. So I guess that's his action, is he's going to cover the distance, because he's slow.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to cover the distance, a dash, basically. And he's, the role is he's trying to gauge where they're gonna be, so
Pop
he can put himself in the way.
Warrior tactics roll.
17 plus 2.
There we go.
So you only need to use your movements, and like you're seeing kind of just like the path that Anthony's taken, and like Anthony, despite his trying to be like, you know, spontaneous and like unpredictable, like you can see the pattern. You're like, all right, I get this. So you like, you know, saunter over there, and you're like, all right. They're going to run by me next turn. In the next 10 seconds, they're going to run by me and, like, you know, I'll shout a duck or something.
Yeah, I prepare my action and I heft my mace. Mm-hmm. When the frog comes around the tent, he's getting a mace.
All right. Anthony.
I run.
You continue to kite?
I continue to kite. And I assume that means I run just past where Honk is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you so wish.
I do. And from that point, I'm going to try my sling again.
Okay.
That's a 9 plus 3, 12.
That hits.
Okay.
Aye.
5 plus
3, 8.
Yes.
I just needed a new episode. That's what it was. Yeah.
Shake it off.
You pick your moment so precisely that, like, you know, with the frogman, and, like, he knows you have a sling, so he's trying to keep his shield up, but he's also running, and he's got a bum arm.
Yeah.
So, like, you pick out the pattern. It's like, all right. Shoo, and, like, just as he, like, you know, as he's running, he puts his shield down to get a nice arm pump. That's when the rock hits him right in the head. Knocks him flat on his back.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
And his, like, tongue rolls out. Eyes, you know, roll up into X's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have had him.
You see that? You see that? Got him. He had him. You look like shit, man.
I feel like shit. We gotta go find your sister. She's got magic me better.
As you turn towards the river, about 200 yards down, right before the bend, like, you see the burnt, muddy, waterlogged Gronkle.
Oh boy.
Climb out of the mass of sticks and stones and mud. Grunkle. And he's like, "You guys are mean! I don't want to be here anymore!
Alright.
I'm going back in my bag!" And crawls off into the briarwood.
"I'm sorry! Nothing personal!"
So, most of the dam has been washed away and broken down, and the river is not as normal, but, give it a couple hours and it will return to a semi-normal flow. So you have succeeded in destroying the dam. The frog camp is still standing. There are no frogs left. On the east bank, though, Melinia looks at Samantha and is like, "I got three questions. One, who the fuck are you? Two, thank you. Three, will you come with me to get my sword and pay back that slimy little frog wizard?"
First of all, I am Samantha. Second of all, you're welcome. Think nothing of it. And third of all, I'll have to talk to His Majesty and see sort of what his schedule is, because I don't want to, his robe's already been through a lot, so I wouldn't want to impose on him and make it, worse than it already is. Oh, who are you, by the way?
Well, Melinia, Captain of the Guard of Burwood.
Oh my god, we were supposed to find you!
And, sorry.
Sorry.
I forgot my last name. Which is, Melinia Alvose.
Oh.
Captain of the Guard of Burwood. At your service, does a bow.
Oh, well met. I'm Samantha Smallbottom. At your service. She does a little curtsy.
Some more horniness coming at you. She has long black hair,
okay,
and delicate facial features.
Ooh,
her
delicate.
Piercing blue eyes are a stark contrast to her flawless pale skin.
She's got dark hair and blue eyes, dude?
She has an ethereal beauty about her and an air of confidence.
That's the best kind of beauty.
With a smile, always with a smile, she is approachable and affable to a fault.
Oh my god.
She typically wears a voluminous black cloak over her studded leather armor and carries an enormous... Well, I mean, she mentioned her rapier, but carries an enormous... ordnance rapier. But she doesn't have that on her. She wants to go get it.
Okay. I appreciate the detail that this author put forth in this one description. He was like, "Yeah, it's a dam. It's sticks and stuff." But this lady.
But this lady.
He is.
You can imagine this lady.
Okay, you've heard of ethereal beauty? That's what we're working with here. Well, Sam is quite smitten. And she, like, pulls her chestnut hair behind her ears. And she says, we were sent here to rescue you by the mayor of Burn Hollow, Hansel?
Oh, fucking Hansel. I mean, that guy's kind of a goof, but, like, he does a decent job.
Oh, yeah, he is a goof. You're so right. Yeah, he's a goof. And then we found these hamadryads and naiads that wanted us to destroy the dam. So, and we did. So everything's as it should be. Is it really worthwhile to sort of risk more to go into the woods?
Well, I mean, it's not really in the woods. It's kind of on the edge of the woods. I don't really know how I know her name, but Coralie.
Mm.
Coralie's tree is hurting real bad. I think something happened to Coralie. But also, so like these frog folk that you just killed.
Yeah.
That's only about like half of them. There's more. And there's a fucking nasty ass frog wizard, and like he's kind of like the leader of the whole shebang.
Oh, that wasn't the leader that we just killed, the guy with a whip?
No, that was just a dick.
Oh.
And so like this won't be over until the wizard is dead.
I see.
You know, like sinister purpose and all that.
Yeah.
But also just like I'd really like my sword back.
Right, your sword. Well, I want you to get your sword back.
And like I know you've already done so much for me, but I'm asking you just to do a little bit more.
Well, I could do a little bit more for you.
So it's agreed.
Yeah, I think we have an agreement. Yeah.
All right. Are those your buddies over there?
Who? Them? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah,
they are. I don't know. Could they come across the river?
Oh,
and help?
I mean, if you wanted them to, yeah. This has been nice, though.
Well, there'd be more time. I'd love to get you.
Oh.
I mean, I'd love to get to know you more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay, I'll call him across the river. Hey, guys, can you come across the river?
Is that where we're going?
Yeah, we gotta go get her sword. This is, what did you say her name was?
Melania.
And there's apparently a bad guy who's just gonna keep doing this.
There are more frogs to kill this way. And glory to be won.
Another dead naiad or hamadryad. Hamadryad.
And also, like, I'm sure there's some loot. You guys are mercenaries, right?
Yeah,
money.
He's like, well, we gotta go then. I mean, we wanna help the lady. Plus,
it seems as though this business is not done. Although that was, Honk, do you think before we continue, well, let's get across the river, but then, how about some proper, sustenance before we continue on, I think. I think that's, called for. Colin goes over to the edge of the river. Is it, reasonably fordable here, or...
Is it pretty, with the dam... In its broken, you know, as you guys have had this conversation, there's some time passed. It's less a collapsing mass of bad and kind of a, all right, you know, be careful where you step, but like, you know, hop from this, you know, pile of rubble to this pile of rubble and like, you know, we can get across real easy. Real quick. Before you guys leave the west side.
There's more description for the lady.
There is not.
Oh.
Yet. would you like to rummage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honk, I don't think, is that interested in rummaging. But Colin is a curious fellow. So he rummages the tents, except... Not the burnt up one that's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And not the stinky piss and shit one with the prisoners. The other two. He rummages those.
And Anthony's looking for beans.
Okay. Roll me a perception rummage looting.
14.
That's bad. 4.
Plus 3.
He's... Anthony, in the tent that was the Taskmaster's tent, the one with the lizard jerky scattered about and kind of the cleaner one, you toss his bed of reeds and find a little disturbed dirt, and so you kind of just like scoop that aside. You find a ivory box inlaid with a coiled dragon.
Oh.
The box itself is worth 75 gold pieces.
Wow.
Do you look inside?
Oh my god! Look at this box!
That's some box, I'd say. Fetch 70, 75
you,
gold
you know,
pieces
hold it
in
up,
the market.
There's definitely something rattling around.
I'm rich! I'm gonna go to town right now and sell this box.
What's inside of it there?
It opens too?
Maybe.
I try to open it.
You open it. Inside you find a electrum hourglass filled with powdered sapphire worth 255 gold pieces.
Ah, it's just some sand or something.
May I inspect that?
Yeah, I mean, go for it. I don't know.
Can I do... Just under basic magic, can I try and, like, detect-y magic on this thing?
Sure.
Is that a shrug sure because there's nothing to find?
Well, that's a shrug sure because it's off-book and I have to make it up because I don't know what...
17.
Electrum sounds like a powerful thing in D&D, or it's just a made-up word. I don't know.
It's just amber, right?
Sure. I don't know, man. So, what'd you get?
17.
Yes. So, the electrum casing...
That's like the highest... That's the highest... Isn't it the highest form of...
Money?
Currency? Yeah. It's like...
That's what I thought.
Platinum?
It was kind
of
just like a...
it's a precious
D&D
metal.
Thing.
It's a naturally occurring alloy of gold and silver.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure.
Yes. And sometimes containing platinum and other heavy metals.
But I don't know if that is like has some special magical property in D&D.
I don't think it does. It's precious. I mean,
so,
it's very magical.
It's a very fancy hourglass. But in this world, in my world, the powdered sapphire
they're worth more than silver, less than gold.
It attunes to water. Mm. So water magic is more powerful with this item. An item of focus.
Okay. Nifty. Do you mind if I keep this and you take that box?
It's just sand. I don't really care about it. This box, though, 75 gold pieces. You know how many half beans I can buy with that?
Enough for a full bean.
At least 75.
At least 5. I'm going to be having 2 dinners for at least one night.
Electrum hourglass.
Sapphire
so
sand.
What's it do?
For... It adds, I'll call it, making it up, not in book.
Okay.
It adds advantage to water-based magic.
This off book brought to you by
beer.
Beer. Drink it. Put it in your mouth.
Yum 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 yum
yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum yum. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Drink beers.
There was a.
That's a good one.
Cheers. Drink beers.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That can't be already taken. That's too good.
That's too good. I'll be writing the.
You also find. You also find 3d4 worth of gold pieces, not actual gold pieces, but hunks of crystal, small pearls, chunks of obsidian, or other effects on the frog folk. So there's only, if I don't miss my count here, there is only one frog folk body out of the mess of shit.
Yes, the one that you slinged in the camp.
3, 4, 3d4.
3, 4, 2, 9.
So you find 9 gold pieces worth of shit.
Look at all this shit. I'm rich.
And also, because I love this one, a bag of dried insects for snacks.
And snacks? This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. It goes in this order, from bottom to top. Being born. Learning about fire. Meeting my sister. And then finding these snacks and gold.
It's been a big day for you.
It really has.
Alright, let's cross to the other side, and then Honk, you can scare us up something to eat. You're looking a little... you're looking a little tawdry there.
Alright, so, for all of that, the XP awards...
Yeah.
There was some XP for defeating the Taskmaster and his minions on the dam.
One XP.
And then also the Ogre Runt Grunkle.
That's two XP.
And destroying the dam. So, you make your way over to the east side of the river. Meets Melinia, who is very striking and has blue eyes that are in strike contest to her flawless pale skin, etc. So pop a level.
Hey!
Alright!
And how does one level up in medium?
So in this medium dungeon, you get to choose one ability and one new spell for spellcasters. And
is it both for a spellcaster?
Yes.
Ability and spell.
Yes. And full health.
Okay.
You know, old school video game style, when you pop a level, you get full health back.
Nice.
Nice.
Honk appreciates that. On his way across, he just starts feeling better. Alright.
So I'm going to take buff. I'm going to buff for Samantha. And then I'm going to remember from now on that I can give an extra action to an ally. And as her ability, she's gonna give +2 AC to adjacent allies. What are you twerking with?
A new spell, Colin is going to learn attack magic. I think he's probably practiced it before, but he's never, now he can, he's gonna stop holding back and actually, try and let it loose.
See, it's right here. Fallen Alpha stuff, it's right here. And although the D&D 5e says 1d6 for every 10 feet.
Yeah.
I wrote in here in pencil d4 because we're playing medium dungeon. So I've been accessing over damage for those folks who have fallen. Luckily, nobody died.
Well,
all those guys died.
Yeah, but you also burst the dam that's definitely
that's true. That
would have
killed
them
anyway.
You know.
Well, but maybe all of them could have swam together,
Or Grunkle would have killed him if they weren't already dead.
Honestly, I did him a favor, I feel like.
I think the way that went down, they were dead either way.
Yeah. It's almost like you set them up to die, Dane.
I didn't set them up to die. That's what the dice said.
I'm going to do a proficiency bonus with Anthony.
Yeah, for Honk, I'm going to buff his proficiency. Boop, boop. And then...
Because you can get real stacky wacky with that proficiency stuff.
And then I think Colin, because he's bossy, he's gonna get the extra action per ally. Give ally extra action.
All right, everybody got their new ability and spell.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Melinia takes lead, going adjacent or parallel to the edge of the Briarwood into the east. It is not long before you see this massive oak tree standing kind of not alone but apart from the Briarwood. So, like, you know, if you imagine that, like, you know, it's not a straight line, right? You know, forests aren't straight unless they've been chopped down. Get off my soapbox for a second. So, like, you know, there's a decent line that separates the plain, the northern plain, from the Briarwood. And there's, like, kind of a bump out of the Briarwood. So, like, just a sparse spackling of trees that leads to this giant, massive oak tree. And, like, you know, you can see it from, like, you know, half mile away. Melinia's been pretty quiet on the way there. Still doesn't have a weapon, but, like, hasn't asked for one. You know, she'll make her own way. And kind of pulls up, you know, when this oak tree kind of comes into focus, if you will. So in this wide open plain stands a once impressive oak tree with gnarled branches, which can be seen from afar. The trunk is marked with recent deep axe cuts, exposing soft, still green interior wood. Leaves adorn the branches, but are dried and brittle despite being midsummer. Several wooden platforms have been crudely attached to the branches, creating three distinct levels wrapping around the trunk. Several severed heads, both human and goblinoid, dangle from under the platforms via thin vines. At the base of the tree is a thicket of briars, purposely arranged to keep unwanted guests away from the tree. Mm. So, like, you know, Melinia stops, is like, this is the approach to the tree. You guys ready to fuck up some frogs?
Oh, I'm ready to fuck up frogs.
I thought I'd need a nap, but I actually feel pretty good.
She kind of flexes her hands, and, like, you can see that, like, you know, she misses the rapier that she's spoken of.
Mm. Hey, do you, you want to borrow my knife?
Yes.
Alright. Hands her his knife, which does a d4 of damage.
She's kind of short.
Alright, well, you know, it's more what you do with it than the actual knife, so...
Yes, sure. Mm-hmm. Alright, so, as you can see, there's some multi-leveled platforms there All probably got some frogs on them. And like, yeah, there's some briars at the base of the tree. So I'm thinking we kind of sneak up, you know, along the edge of the forest and like kind of through the briar patch, slow and steady. Because otherwise they're just going to be fucking raining spears down on us.
Mm.
And then once we get to the base of the tree, we just fucking send it.
I think that's a great idea. I think you're a great planner. And I'm ready to do whatever you say.
I think it's a good plan. I'm just not quite so sycophantic as this one.
Well, also, like, you want to make sure your robe doesn't get dirty.
Yes.
Gotta keep it in good shape, you know. Should we go ahead and, like, scout out before we dive in head first?
Classic honking...
A honking Anthony.
A honking Anthony scout ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One more ride, friend, what do you say? For old time's sake.
Let's do it.
So we do.
All right.
And we win.
So you guys... The whole party continues along to kind of like that spur of forest that pops out into the open plain. And that's where Melina, Samantha, and Colin wait. And it's like, all right, we're close enough that you know, a light foot will be needed to get any closer without detection.
All right, from here, do me, honk.
All right. Let's get sneaking.
We do.
All right, so give me a sneak up to the briar patch.
16.
Ooh.
Oh, plus 4. That's a dirty 20.
9.
So they kind of like together, that's like basically a 17. If you think about it, Dane, just think about it for a second.
Yeah.
One. There we go.
Alright, so you guys sneak up to the briar patch. What you can see is the lowest platform. It's about 10 feet wide by 20 feet long, and it's about 15 feet off the ground on the tree. There are 5 frog folk warriors stationed there. Then there is the middle platform, and that platform is about 10 feet wide by 15 feet long, 25 feet off the ground. And they're kind of, you know, stagnated, so the middle platform overhangs the lower platform, right? And then the upper platform is like so, you know, it's uh-huh. Even with the lowest platform, but like, too high to get to, so like you have to go lowest, middle, back to highest.
Yep.
On the middle platform, there are. Roll me a quick perception.
15.
10. Plus 3.
13. There are. Both of you see that there are 3 brightly colored frog folk on the middle platform. And they all have, they look a little bit different. They're a little bit shorter, a little bit bigger hands, and they're all like, you know, strapped in with harnesses. So that's what you see. Then, honk.
Yeah.
You step on a dried twig or a dried branch of the oak tree that had fallen off.
Mm.
And it makes a loud crunch.
Nice.
And hold on 1 second.
Listen, I'm just here for where backup anyway. That's what I call my mace.
And 2 of the the frog folk on the lower platform, who are carrying spears. They immediately whip towards the crunching sound, and a spear from each of them comes at you guys, one at each of you. Mrs. Anthony?
Yeah.
Oof. Ugh. Honk.
Good thing you healed.
That's gonna be some damage of a d6. 4 damage.
Oof.
As a spear slices through you. Not like, you know, through your guts, but like, you know, wings your shoulder.
Yeah.
Doing 4 damage.
Alright, run back.
I think we're running in.
Oh. Inward! Sound the alarm!
Listen, if we're under, if we're underneath their little steps.
But there's bramble at the bottom.
No, we're getting through the bramble.
We're gonna run
through. It's like a ring of bramble, but then there's space around the tree trunk.
To get through the bramble safely without scratching yourself, you move 5 feet around, and it is 10 feet wide. Okay. So it takes 2 turns of moving carefully, 2 rounds moving carefully to get through.
Could we just do 1 round?
You can do a dex saving throw to get through faster.
I'm doing that one.
Yeah, same.
Let's go!
As, you know, the spears fly, and you're kind of like, let's go! You hear a battle cry from behind you as Melania charges up with you.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Mm.
Alright, I'm gonna roll through that bramble.
To get through the bramble.
Ah! Nat 1.
That sucks.
Which is a halfling.
You're a halfling!
As
Let's
a halfling,
go.
I don't suffer, but I rolled a 4 anyway. Okay, so 7.
And I rolled a 10 total.
Alright, so both of you guys rush into the bramble, immediately buffer. Like, you break through like 2 feet, and then you're just like, oh, fuck, I can't move. You also take 2 damage each.
Okay. That's
and
not good.
Are immobile.
Oof.
Melania runs forward. Charging through the bramble.
And Samantha's gonna follow her too.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, because I believe I read something about special.
This rule check brought to you by Ghost Mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
Order them online, have them explode out in your home. Enter 2HGM at checkout to get 20% added onto your total. That's 2HGM at checkout for an additional 20% added to your total.
Here it is. Okay. No, that's not it. I swear to God it said it somewhere in here. So, because I believe I read it, I'm going to trust my initial instinct when I wasn't drunk. Melania just charges through the brambles. Doesn't seem... They kind of move out of the way as she charges through.
Fuck yeah, dude. Mm. Should let her go first.
Samantha?
Just falling right behind her.
Okay.
I don't know. Does she need a roll?
I'm going to say Samantha is so hot on Melania's heels.
Yeah,
that,
she is.
the big, tall human woman running through the brambles, and as they like kind of move out of the way for her, which is weird. Everybody take note. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Weird.
Writing it down. Weird.
Samantha makes it through without, you know, needing to roll or taking any damage. Colin.
Interesting.
Colin's gonna hang back a little bit, but he's, yeah, he's not gonna sprint in foolishly. He's gonna hang back towards the edge of the Briarwood ring, and he's gonna shoot a magic bolt at one of the ones throwing spears.
Love it.
Ooh!
Okay.
That's a spicy.
Okay.
That's
a
spicy natural 20. Natural, oh,
mamma mia.
Natural 20. Okay, so the first one, 1 plus 3, so 4 damage to him.
Is that including the crit?
No. And then 7. So...
How, what... magic you're using, what's it look like?
Like bright, just kind of like silver white sparklies, and then it like a sharp little flash of it jumps from his hand to the frog.
Alright, you get him like right in the center of the frog folk's chest, and like it burns a hole and blackens skin as it crumbles into dust, and you can like, you know, see a hole as the blackened burnt corruption spreads, and just his whole body turns into ash.
Woo!
And
so
floats
cool.
away on the wind.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The oak tree, and like you can kind of tell that the oak tree leaves are a little bit jazzed. They're like, fuck yeah, fucking frog folk ass bitch.
Okay. They didn't fucking like that. Then... so extra spell, he's going to the other one who is throwing spears is gonna get a hex put on him, hopefully. 15.
Okay.
Hexed. And then he's gonna use his the ability that he picked up at level up to give an ally an extra action, and he's gonna tell Honk, "That's no place for you. That's ridiculous. You can't hit anyone with your mace from in there. Get out." To give Honk is gonna, so he has an action to try and Hulk his way out of the brambles.
Well, so you moved. You did a spell
mm-hmm.
and an extra spell.
Yes.
I don't know if you can do. And give an ally an extra action.
Because that takes an action to give an action, right?
I feel like you.
It's not really
done
how it's
your
written,
actions.
But...
Well, alright, show me why that's not how it's written.
Show me why!
Well, okay. Give ally one extra action per turn. That's all it says. But my interpretation of that is.
For
like
your
you
turn,
you would be sacrificing one of your actions to give one someone else.
The ability
is to give another guy an extra action.
Because like the spell one, you don't have to sacrifice anything to use.
Well, it's with no proficiency though.
That's true. That's
true.
That's so true, Cosmo.
But it's to someone else, is why. But we could stop. That is a lot in one turn. We could say. That's too much.
I think it goes along the lines of an extra spell. So, like, you can do an extra spell, or
okay.
you can give an ally an extra action. So, like, you can use one ability
yeah.
per turn.
Okay, that's fair.
So, like, I mean, because some of the other ones, right? So, like, add pro bonus to damage, right? That's not an extra action. That's just, you know, a passive effect. Right, crit on 19 to 20, passive effects. An extra action per turn, no pro. Right, so that's like a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Extra spell, bonus action. So like it's either passive or bonus action. So
mm-hmm.
you can't, so like for example, if you took an extra attack a turn and an extra spell a turn, I don't think you could do two attacks and two spells.
Sure.
Right, it would be an attack and a spell. Two spells, two attacks.
Yeah. Okay. Then.
So
yeah.
I think.
So
you know,
he
in D&D
yells,
terms,
he yells at
Hong
for getting stuck,
action.
But
mm-hmm.
that's it.
So, like, you use your bonus action to do two spells, and that's it. Frog people's turn, I believe.
Ooh.
All right, so one got exploded. Two's gonna throw a spirit disadvantage at, call it Colin, because they were first. What's your AC? 13?
Colin or Anthony?
Colin. Oh, shit. Anthony. 13. I was pointing at you the whole time.
You sure were, but I wasn't sure if you were like...
13, so that's a miss. But as the commotion has commenced, the other three frog folk on the first platform also turn. So one spear is coming at Colin.
11.
What's Colin's AC? Ooh, that's going to get you.
No!
That's going to get Colin. 4. A d6 of 2 damage. 2 damage at Colin. 1 goes at Melinia. Oof, nat 20. That's going to hurt, babe.
Ooh! You're a coward, Dane.
Those thorns don't hurt, but that spear sure does.
The author would be so mad if you killed his fake crush.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, she's got second wind.
She's got ethereal beauty, dude.
And then one at Honk. Because Samantha's too small and behind Melania. What's Honk's AC?
13.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Ah.
4... 2 damage as well. Your guys' turn. All 5 of you.
Oh, Snapple.
You guys can move. Can now.
How are the platforms constructed?
Wooden planks wrapped with vines and like kind of driven into the oak tree trunk.
Okay.
So not extremely sturdy, but
yeah.
Could bear the weight of everybody.
Colin's gonna try and dislodge the uppermost platform.
With magic?
With magic.
Okay.
And he's gonna apply his main spell and then his extra spell, no proficiency, to this attempt.
Okay, so using both your spells, I mean, kind of sounds like I would just give you advantage, so one roll with proficiency on both.
Okay.
Unless you crit fail the first one.
All right.
Which he won't.
Don't say that.
Close.
That's a 2.
But he didn't.
But he didn't.
But he didn't. There we go. That's better.
Nice.
All right. 16 plus 3.
So a 19. All right. So the upper platform, which... That's a description of a frog. Are there descriptions of the platforms? I thought there were. Oh, yeah. This platform is about 12 feet by 10 feet and is located 30 feet from the ground. So as you snap some vines and, like, kind of rip out the planks and drop it down on the first platform... the frog folk warriors on the first platform will have to make dexterity saves. What is your spell AC? Or just AC plus proficiency?
14.
So that's a that's a fail, that's a succeed, that's a fail, that's a succeed, that's a fail. So 3 fails,
nice.
2 succeed. Oh wait, there's only... So minus 1 succeed. 2 fails and a succeed.
That's great.
I'm going to apply. So the first platform is 15 feet The third platform is 30 feet, so that is a 15-foot difference. Rounding up, that is 2d6 of falling damage. Oof. Oof. So it splorks to...
Yes! Fuck yeah, dude!
Splip splorp.
The three that failed. It was three fails and two successes, but then I realized one was dead, so only one success. So it splats on three of the frog folk on the first platform, killing them. In a rumble-tumble of, rubble.
Awesome.
Honk, Colin. No, Colin just went. Honk, Samantha, Anthony.
Honk is going to try and carefully move through the brambles.
Okay. You succeed.
Okay.
You are the inter-ring at the base of the tree under the first platform.
So he just saw what Colin did. He doesn't want to stand directly under it. But, Is there like a ladder or stairs?
Nope.
No.
Gotta climb that tree. Strength athletic check.
He'll try and start some climbing. Eleven.
It is, you don't fall, but you don't...
Don't get up
you
there.
You don't, mount the platform. Mm. You're kind of like, wait a second, I didn't really think this through, because, now on the tree, and, there's a 10-foot platform above me. And, do I jump? Do I skirt around the side?
I'll figure it out. I'll figure something out.
Is he still 15 feet away from
the ground?
Samantha, yeah.
Yes.
Samantha in the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Sick. Because she's going to do a heal.
Nice.
Oh, splendid.
So get ready, everybody, to feel better.
Get ready.
Wait, just you and Melina needs it, right?
Yeah, she got hurt a bit.
She got hurt a bit.
All right, so I'm going to do a heal.
But
on.
She wouldn't really show it.
11 plus 3, 14, if that beats your AC.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Then you all heal, I think it's 2d4.
Yes, in aura.
5.
Woo! Sheesh, back to full, let's go.
She's going to stay put with Melina. Can Anthony see anybody he could, wing a rock at? Oh, no, he's in the brambles still, right?
He is still in the brambles.
So, have him move through the brambles.
Okay, done.
Okay, is that his turn?
He gets another action. So, that was his movement.
Okay.
So I'm gonna move again or do a thing.
I want to wing a thing.
You can wing a rock at the remaining frog person on the first platform.
Yes, please.
But you can also see that the poison... The brightly colored frog folk on the second platform are also looking down and being like, "Ah, oh, shit, we probably go help them."
But can I get to that? Can I
you
like
could
throw
wing,
some?
You
I
could,
can wing some at them.
You could wing them at any of the frog.
Well, I'm gonna hit them poison ones. Then.
Okay.
Or colored
the colorful ones.
The brightly colored ones.
13 plus 4, 17.
That's going to hit.
Let's go. That's a 1 plus 4, 5 damage.
Watch out.
5 damage to one of the brightly colored frog folk. And Melina is going to try to climb that tree, yo. What her deal do? Oh, she's gonna be in the same position as Honk and be like, "Oh shit, I didn't really think this one through, guys.
This is a bad plan."
All right, Honk, Melina, under the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, not Samantha, under the platform at the base of the tree.
At the base of the tree, yeah.
All right, and Colin, not even through the brambles.
He doesn't want to go in there.
That's so good.
Don't mess up that rope, dude.
The frog folk on the first platform is going to jump down to the base of the tree and spear Samantha's 1, Melania's 2, Honk is 3, Anthony is 4. 2. Melania.
No.
Oof, gets her.
No.
4.
Not our gal.
4AD. That's interesting. I didn't mod that one. A D8, you say? Okay. Ooh, 4. Not so bad. 1, 2, 3, 4. Alright, but the poison dart frog. I've said it.
Oh no!
I can't stop saying it. So, one is dealing with a rock to the lungs, which hurts. But the other two are going to shoot their dart guns at Anthony, and one at Anthony and one at Colin.
Yikes.
Where's their proficiency? Oh, here it is. Oh, they have javelins too. How about that?
No. Dang.
But no, they're dart frogs. They're dart guns. Ooh,
oh.
That's a natural 20. It's Anthony.
I don't love it.
No.
So that's going to do
4
damage.
Oh, God,
and
dude,
you are poisoned.
You're
which
poisoned.
Gives you disadvantage to all your rolls.
All right, Dane. I see who our real friends
now,
are.
Now, Colin.
Yeah.
A dart harmlessly passes by your ear.
Oof. Wow.
Okay. But listen up there, Froggy. I did not like that.
Your guys' turn.
I'm going to wing back at the guy who shot me.
Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony.
Wing one.
11 plus 4, 15.
Hits.
Nice.
6 plus 4, 10 damage.
That's so good of damage.
That's the good amount.
You whip this rock so freaking good and like...
Wait.
The... Uh-huh.
I'm poisoned.
Oh! At this.
So I got to roll again.
At this.
Oh, such... good sportsmanship.
13 plus 4, so
it
still hits. All right, so re-roll the damage?
No,
okay,
no,
okay.
Damage. So, like, the one, you know, stuck you and it's kind of like... and then, like, you're like, all right, fuck you! And you sling your rock right back and it gets him right in the throat. And he's like... tumbles off the middle platform and, like I said, they were harnessed. And kind of wraps around his big old frog head and like and like hangs him as he chokes on your stuff.
OSHA would be so mad, dude.
It's not built to code.
No, not at all. Those harnesses are not OSHA approved.
So that one's dead, swinging from his
fuck yes.
tethered harness.
Nice.
They move. I think I'm going to stay where I'm at. I'm going to just keep winging at him.
Okay.
Did anyone get hurt last round? Just Melina?
Yeah, and you.
And Honk. Melina. And you.
Oh, Honk. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to do like
Honk's still
an aura heal.
Okay. Is this Samantha?
Samantha, yeah. 13 if it...
13 heals Melina.
I think it heals everybody.
Yep.
Get them heals. Fuck, dude, 2.
Okay.
2 heals.
Also, I will point out again, you guys have bark skin potions.
Oh, wait. I'm going to do another one.
Another spell?
With no...
no pro?
No pro. Another heal. Ah, it's just 11.
How does that work on his poisoning?
No, I'm not... She's not poisoned.
Yes, but Tony is in the aura of the heal. I would say a successful heal removes poison.
Oh, sick. Okay, cool. Well, I didn't write down that it was poison, so I'm not going to start.
Write it
good,
down. Anyway.
Good catch.
Thank you, Cosmo.
Because magic.
So if anyone has 11, I can heal him again. If not...
Oh. No, Colin's outside of the space.
Okay.
Okay. Honk is going to try and climb up onto the bottom platform now.
Okay, you can do that by expending your movement.
Okay. No athletics check?
No, I mean, I mean, unless you want me to.
No, I did one the first time.
Teacher.
So, if you spend all your movement, you can get up on the platform.
Okay, I'll do that. How high up is this one off the ground?
The first platform is 15 feet off the ground.
15 feet off.
It is a 10 feet wide, 20 feet long, wrapping, like, you know, around the lower branches of the oak tree.
Okay. Up there, is there
a frog?
Am I in melee with a frog?
Yes.
Okay. Then, yeah, he's just going to melee that frog. Ah! Nat 1.
No.
Yes. 14.
14 hits.
5 plus 3. 8 damage.
8 damage. How do you kill this one?
Yeah.
I think since Honk is little, he bashes him across one of the legs and... forces him to kind of like tumble off the side
into the briar patch.
Yeah, out away, and yeah, he crashes in the.
Could
in
the
I get a beer?
Yep,
gotcha. Tazi? No, I'm good.
Dead before he left the platform, but in case he wasn't, he is impaled on the briars, and it looks to your eye that the briar thorns grow a little bit, get a little bit thicker as the frog comes in for a hard landing. Like, you know, the plants want to kill these fuckers.
Nice. Colin's going to shoot another magic bolt at the other colorful frog. There's two of them, right?
There are two of them. One of them has recovered from a stone to the lungs. So there's one injured, one not.
One's dead and hanging, though, right? Was that...
There were three total.
Okay, yeah. Three total. Okay.
One is dead and hanging, kind of like, you know, over the first platform.
Okay.
And then one injured and one non-injured on the second platform still, and they both got their, you know, blowguns ready.
I go for the non-injured one. Zow! 14 plus 3.
Hits.
Yeah. 8 plus 3, 11 damage.
Does this one disintegrate like the other ones, or does something weirder happen?
Something different happens. I think this one is like a... It looks like a bright ray of sunshine, and when it impacts him for a second, then... And then the beam disappears, and then he just splorps.
Fuck yeah.
Gross. A rain of viscera patters down on everyone below. You said the uninjured one, right?
Yeah, the uninjured one. And then he's going to do the same thing, no proficiency, at the...
Injured.
At the injured. 11.
Misses. A ray of light
sparkles into the trees. Frog o'clock.
Well, Melania joins Honk on the second level. And
yes.
Throws her like a cake icing knife.
Yeah.
Gifted to her by Samantha or Anthony?
Anthony.
Anthony whips the knife at the remaining poison dart frog.
Make sure that you get that back.
Eh, canted. And it's gone. Just whips it into the oak tree branches. No. And like, I don't know if it's stuck up there or if it came down out in the plain or in the briar patch or what. I don't know, man. It's gone.
It's gonna make Christmases awkward.
That's her turn. The remaining... I didn't mark that one. You knocked that one into the briar patch, Ned. Mm-hmm. The remaining poison dart frog. Outnumbered, outguns, all alone. Fucking bails, man.
Yeah!
Get out of here!
Jumps off the middle platform.
Get out of here!
Now, with a leap, 10 feet vertically, is that down? I would assume that means he can fall 10 feet without suffering a penalty.
I think that'd be fair.
Yeah.
Frog.
But it's 25 feet. So, rounding up, that's still 2 damage dice. One.
Lucky son of a so-and-so.
But he had an exploded lung, if you remember.
I do remember, Dane.
On the ground in frog agility. Looks like, you know, coughs up a big blob of greenish-red blood.
Ooh.
And, like, some chunk. And then, like, kind of, like, pads a little bit. Towards the base of the oak, like around the base of the oak, I mean, and then kind of like, you can't see its head, but its legs kind of like do a death shudder.
Oh, he was too away from death. Ah.
That poor son of a bitch.
So, somehow, that fight, I guess it wasn't actually that many. It was the same number of enemies as the bridge fight, I guess. Anyways, that fight is over.
Yay!
There are no more frogs left on the platforms.
Nice.
The upper platform was destroyed. In the rubble, you can see... some haunches of meat that were hanging kind of, you know, on the platform. And there's some rubble, and like you can see that there's like there was like a chest that's been smashed, and like you see the glint of silver. And some other stuff. And like, oh yeah, that's silver. Again, you can see some glints of silver and some smashed crystal. I don't know why I put so much sauce on that. Crystal. So there's some stuff in the rubble, if you so wish to peruse. $150 XP for the poison dart frogs.
Ooh. Yeah.
$250 XP for the frog folk warriors on the first platform. What else is on the lower platform here? Covered in rubble. You find a bucket of spears that they were hucking at ya. Melania takes one. Because she whipped her knife into the ether.
Oh, that's great. See, now you have that and my knife.
Knife's gone.
Listen, babe, I don't have your knife anymore.
What?
In the tree, part of the tree. That's just a saying around here.
Yeah, well, I'm from here, so I do know that that is the same.
Oh, I forgot the special attack. I thought that was a poison dart frog special attack. It wasn't.
All right, we'll start over from the top. Yeah, start over. Hi, I'm Dane. I'm the first head.
So the one of the only one of the frog folk warriors on the first platform had a vine harness and would do a special, you know, lunging, swinging attack.
That's cool.
That does double damage and shit. But anyways, I thought the poison dart frogs had that because the picture of the dart frog, of the frog, you know, leaping off the platform.
Oh, that's pretty sick. Is on
next to the poison dart
frog.
Yeah. Anyways, so on the middle platform, there's nothing to be looted.
Okay.
So there's some loot in the rubble if you so wish.
Yes.
Melania grabs one of the spears and goes back to the ground and is kind of like investigating the last poison dart frog while you guys loot. Pop me some rummaging rolls because it's in, you know, rubble now.
Natural 20 and a 16.
5.
Who got the natty?
Samantha.
Ooh, Samantha. Rummaging through the destroyed platform rubble, you find a silver holy symbol. I'm gonna say it is a circlet, you know, that would go on the head, like a diadem, but not. It's a full circle of a snake devouring its own tail.
What do they call those?
Ouroboros.
That's
Ouroboros.
Right.
A silver holy Ouroboros worth 50 gold pieces.
Oh my god, look at this.
Shredded, but clearly it was used as like a wrapping protection of the Ouroboros, is pink silk, now worth nothing because it is shredded of with splinters and it's got some frog blood on it.
The softest pink silk, you guys.
You also find a high quality lock worth 35 gold pieces, but it gives disadvantage on ability checks when picking it. So if you wanted to lock up your valuables. You find some crystal shards that were probably potion bottles that are smashed. A dented platinum gilded lantern, now worth 30 coins instead of its original price because it is dented. And a cracked ivory scroll tube. It's empty, worth nothing now because it is barely holding together, but it used to be nice. And the best thing, a blue dragon skin pouch.
Whoa. Mm.
Itself is worth 110 gold pieces. But inside are smooth round pebbles. Worth nothing, but good for a sling.
Mm. Oh, shit. Give those to Anthony.
We're doing good for ourselves.
Now, so that was out of the rubble. He needs to roll as well. Okay. Roll me another perception.
Me, just Samantha.
Everybody.
While you're, you know, investigating the after battle.
Let's see. 9 and 21.
4 for Colin, 17 for Hall.
Honk and
21 for Anthony. Yeah.
Honk, Anthony, and so you go back to the base of the tree where Melania was kind of investigating the frog folk, and in the thick trunk of this great oak tree, you three find four small teardrops of perfect amber.
Hmm. You writing that down?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are easily removed. And Melania, when she, you know, picks one out, feels it and is like, you know, puts it close to her chest and is like, I don't know why, but I like this feeling. This is a good feeling.
It looks like a good feeling.
When you hold them, or, you know, have them touching your skin, it is, this teardrop-shaped piece of smooth amber is warm to the touch and grants its bearer a feeling of calmness and serenity. Once per day, while clutching the tear of a hamadryad, or I say, as long as it's touching skin, you gain a D4 bonus to any saving throw or ability check.
Whoa.
Once per day, D4 addition to your roll.
That's fucking sick.
Plus D4.
Melania takes one. There are three left.
Okay.
Unless you want to ask Melania for hers.
Hey, that looks great on you. I'm so glad you took that one.
Right.
Yes, it is so good.
Can I get one of those?
Yeah. Share them out.
Amber. Drop.
Tear of the Hamadryad is what it's actually called. Now, I know we had discussed, so that encounter did go a little quicker than I had thought it would. You guys fucking crushed it.
Nice.
There's one more left.
Nice.
The final boss.
I don't have any.
I gotta go to sleep.
Right now. All right. Yeah. We gotta end the episode.
Yeah. Properly, so, though. Write down Tear of the Hamadryad.
Got it.
Three of you get them. And
I got one, and you take the other two.
Okay.
There's also something. Melania says there's something funny. One, I sense my rapier close by.
Hmm.
Two.
That's a weird thing to sense.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Wait, it's intuition. You would understand.
Hmm.
Two, this. Last poison dart frog was going somewhere.
Oh, yeah, when he jumped down.
That's true. He was trying to run away.
I think we investigate this tree a little bit more.
Okay.
As the spots, or as Coralie's life tree, it's massive. So, like, you guys have only seen one face of it,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's where we're going to leave it. So, thank you for listening to this episode of 2HGM. As always, you can find more of our stuff at 2HGM.com. Afterlife, our original role-playing setting and mechanic system, is available now at DriveThruRPG. PDF version and a print version with all the pictures and you know, all the good things that come with a printed book. You can physically hold it in your hands.
It feels good, trust me.
It is pretty cool.
Much like
it
a
really cool.
Tear of a Hamadryad, it feels good.
Feels good.
It feels
to
good
hold
against
it.
Your
Touch
skin.
Touch it to your skin.
Yeah.
I
sleep with mine.
We will try to conclude this adventure next time. And thank you all for listening. And as always, thank you to the Burning Saviors for the intro and outro to our song.
Woo!
And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Woo!